a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now,
grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
Perfect.
Just so you know, Log, when Tommy gets back, I've got your back all the way.
Thank you.
I will say you are faultless, did not push a single wrong button.
God.
It is all our secret, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Appreciate it. Now, I Feel Seen is the game that I came up with, and it got over the line, oddly enough, I think because you were here. And normally, two of us act out a scene for the third person. The third person then has to correctly guess what movie is being acted out. And at the end, we say, and scene. Now, today's a little bit different because there's only two of us, and you've decided to give a monologue for me to guess.
One of the most famous monologues. So it might be a little easy for you to guess, but I just want to give it a go.
Okay, now this is coming off the back of a very emotional one that Tom gave last week that a lot of people were talking about for 10 Things I Hate About
You. That's right, yes.
A lot of pressure.
Speech, the poem.
Yes, but that's okay. Here we go.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You, Lieutenant Weinberg. I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines, but you have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives, and my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. There's still more to go.
Give it to me.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone to a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom I provide, then questions the manner in which I provide it. I'd rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to. Jack Nicholson did it so much better.
No, you did it. And then it's like, I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
It's a few good men.
Yeah.
I felt it. And scene, obviously.
And scene. And I'm so sorry to everyone listening for probably shouting into the microphone there.
Excuse
I got a little bit into it.
That was great. I felt the spit on my face.
Yeah,
it was very Jack Nicholson. I felt, you know, a suave as Tom just taking it. And hilariously, I was going to do that movie last week.
Oh,
for
yeah.
You can handle it. Give it to us one more time.
You can't handle the truth.
Terrible.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So my wife Dodsy flooded the house. We had that discussion yesterday.
Yes.
For the second time in 2 years in the exact same way.
Unfortunate.
A few people leapt to her defence and said, that happens.
It happens.
Deal with it. So we're not sleeping at the moment because there's giant fans going on in our house 24/7 trying to dry everything out.
Yeah.
I've had another little adventure to add to that.
Okay, your face says, like your voice says calm, but your face says not.
Nah, so at about 2:30 yesterday afternoon, my wife Dodsy calls me while I was at work, working at St. Joey's, and says, so I just walked out our front door, and we've got like this little rock wall, sort of like a metre high rock wall.
Of course you do. Is it? What kind of rock is it?
Well, just as a
expensive
little...
expensive cut?
No, just a little retaining wall, just normal small rocks.
Hand cut.
And she said, I think I just saw a tiger snake slither back into the wall.
No, you didn't. A tiger snake in Newtown?
Straight up from the river, perhaps, with all the fans going on. We had people under the house checking for water damage. Reckon maybe has just stirred it up a little bit. So I'm like, so I'm ringing the snake guy. So I rang... I rang the snake catcher.
How many guys and gals are at your house at the moment?
You know what his response was?
Yeah.
He goes, it's probably getting a bit cold now in the day. It's probably done for the day, so it's probably headed back in and we won't find it. I'm like, okay, cool.
That's nice. That's great.
So what's next? He goes, we'll see if it comes out again tomorrow. It's meant to be sunny, as in today now.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. He goes, otherwise it probably won't come out till roughly September.
So I said, what's it do in the meantime?
So what? I'm not sleeping until September.
Come on, mate. Don't you have the anti-snake machine in Newtown?
Well, I Listen, I'm going to bulldoze the whole house and burn it to the ground.
You're not, mate. So, just a little tiger snake. Get over it. Oh,
there's no sleep in our house. We're all on edge.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I got a new jacket and I noticed that it had like what looks like it's got pockets, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't have pockets. Like, so they're fake pockets. And I was like, oh, damn, I really thought this jacket had pockets.
What sort of jacket doesn't have pockets?
No, well, I know. That's the thing. But have you noticed that sometimes you get a jacket and it looks like it's got pockets and it doesn't?
It's not just like got the little thread holding the pockets together and then you have to break through it, or is it has no pockets?
Okay. The thing is, right, I was aware of the little thread.
Yeah.
But it is just a little thread, right? Yeah. The jacket that I got was threaded to within an inch of its life. And there was a secret pocket inside that I had to cut through with scissors. Now, if you're going to have a secret pocket, right, unless I'm putting in, some type of secret
Some sort of contraband.
Some sort of contraband. Why the need for the pocket to be sewn up to within an inch of its life so that no one ever knows a pocket lies inside, Lingy? That's what I want to know. I have found not one but two secret pockets on my new jacket.
Oh, that's a bonus though.
Yeah, great. I had to literally cut through it. I almost ruined the jacket.
Did you use scissors or did you use like a little scalpel sort of blade thing just to carefully and
so
surgically?
So I started ripping it first. That didn't work.
No, that's a mistake.
Then I got out a knife. Butter knife didn't work, straight up. That's fine. Then I got out a steak knife.
Ooh, those super sharp black-handled ones?
Yes.
Just cut everything,
steak
including
knife,
your fingers?
Not, they wouldn't be as good as your knives, but Kmart knives. Anyway, cut through it. Still didn't work. I had to get scissors. I almost cut through the jacket. And I'm like, what are these people doing? Why the need to sew up pockets? We get it. You want to keep things looking good or whatever. Do two stitches, two little stitches. Not to mention the little X at the back of the coat. Because you know how the back of the coat's got like a bit of a slit?
No.
Sometimes, and it might have two bits of fabric that aren't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's got a little cross at the bottom. That's not, you're supposed to cut that.
Oh, are you?
You're supposed to cut that.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yes. You're walking around with an X on the back of your coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, cut that stitch.
Oh. I knew about the little pocket stitch. I didn't know about that stitch.
Yeah, exactly. But I just want to let you know that if you have a jacket, you feel you don't have pockets, maybe you do have pockets.
Can I just highlight the funniest thing of this whole thing?
What?
Is you thought the best way to cut open these pockets was with a butter knife.
I didn't want to. Shut up, Lee.
A butter knife.
Shut up.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.